The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have a friend who used to work, used to work at the Holy See in Rome. And she's now doing like news correspondence in Rome. But when she worked for the Holy See, there was a story that she told me where she was pulled aside one day and told by her manager, "Hey, if you can go ahead and maybe take some more breaks, you know, like more coffee breaks and doing things like that." And then she was like, "What do you mean? Like, I'm confused. I don't understand." And she's like, "You're working too hard and it's making everybody look bad." And so that's a little bit for anybody who's ever lived in Italy. It's a little like that there, right? And so our American work ethic is something that's very unique to the United States. And it's a very good thing in many, many ways. But it also could be kind of the detriment of us at times. Because there's times where we want to give something to the Lord, and then when it's not happening the way we want or on the timeline we want, we sort of like yank the reins out of his hands and like be like, "Let me drive." Okay, you know, and so we have a tendency to do that sometimes. And one of the things, so we begin the sixth week of Easter. And so we remember when we started Easter, the weekend after that is Divine Mercy Sunday. And so many of you are really familiar with Divine Mercy, but some of you are like, "Oh, I'm not familiar with Divine Mercy at all." But we have a Divine Mercy image right here over in the side transept right above the little votive candles. And the inscription that's in the bottom of Divine Mercy images is, "Jesus, I trust in you." And we're not so good as that, as a people, you know, in general. And so this is going to be a little bit different today. I don't think I've ever read a novena at a homily, but that's today what I'm going to do. And so what I have in my hand here is the Surrender Novena. And I spoke with Janelle, and she's going to put this in the bulletin that's coming out next weekend. So just in case, but you can also look at it online. So the Surrender Novena was actually written by servant of God, Don DeLindo, who for a short time was actually the spiritual director for St. Padre Pio. And those of you also who are familiar with this know that it also has, it's a very, very powerful prayer. And but those that are not familiar, I just want everybody to kind of, you'll notice it actually tells you to close your eyes many times throughout this. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the day's reflection. And for those who are not familiar with novenas, novenas are a prayer said over the course of 9 days, usually something slightly different on each day. And traditionally what you would do is perhaps there's some intention that you have, something that you really, like maybe a really big thing. Who knows? Maybe it's a struggle with one of your children. Maybe it's something at work. Maybe it's a health concern, whatever it might be. And then you would lift up, you know, in prayer to the Lord, that particular intention, and then you would pray that novena for it. There's many different types of novenas, but this one, it's called the Surrender Novena, and it really cuts you right to the heart in many spots. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the reflection for each day, but normally after the reflection, you would recite this petition 10 times. You would say, "Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything." So I'm going to recite that just one time when I read this, but just kind of prayerfully, you know, and you might find yourself closing your eyes as you absorb sometimes, like, "Ooh, yes, I do that." Okay, so this is day one. Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 2. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you and change your worry into prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and to desire to think about the consequences of anything. It is like the confusion that children feel when they ask their mother to see to their needs and then try to take care of those needs for themselves so that their childlike efforts get in their mother's way. Surrender means to placidly close the eyes of the soul, to turn away from thoughts of tribulation, and to put yourself in my care so that only I act, saying, you take care of it. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 3. How many things I do when the soul in so much spiritual and material need turns to me, looks at me and says to me, you take care of it, then closes its eyes and rests. In pain, you pray for me to act, but that I act in the way that you want. You do not turn to me. Instead, you want me to adapt your ideas. You are not sick people who ask the doctor to cure you, but rather sick people who tell the doctor how to. So do not act this way, but pray as I taught you in the Our Father. Hallowed be thy name. That is, be glorified in my need. Thy kingdom come. That is, let all that is in us and in the world be in accord with your kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is, in our need, decide as you see fit for our temporal and eternal life. If you say to me truly, thy will be done, which is the same as saying, you take care of it, I will intervene with all my omnipotence, and I will resolve the most difficult situations. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 4. You see evil growing instead of weakening. Do not worry. Close your eyes and say to me with faith, thy will be done. You take care of it. I say to you that I will take care of it and that I will intervene as does a doctor and I will accomplish miracles when they are needed. Do you see that the sick person is getting worse? Do not be upset, but close your eyes and say, you take care of it. I say to you that I will take care of it and that there is no medicine more powerful than my loving intervention. By my love, I promise this to you. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 5. And when I must lead you on a path different from the one you see, I will prepare you. I will carry you in my arms. I will let you find yourself like children who have fallen asleep in their mother's arms on the other bank of the river. What troubles you and hurts you immensely are your reason, your thoughts, and worry, and your desire at all costs to deal with what afflicts you. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 6. You are sleepless. You want to judge everything, direct everything, and see to everything, and you surrender to human strength, or worse, to men themselves, trusting in their intervention. This is what hinders my words and my views. Oh, how much I wish from you this surrender to help you, and how I suffer when I see you so agitated. Satan tries to do exactly this, to agitate you and to remove you from my protection and to throw you into the jaws of human initiative. So trust only in me, rest in me, surrender to me in everything. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 7. I perform miracles in proportion to your full surrender to me and to your not thinking of yourselves. I sow treasure troves of graces when you are in the deepest poverty. No person of reason, no thinker, has ever performed miracles, not even among the saints. He does divine works whosoever surrenders to God. So don't think about it anymore, because your mind is acute, and for you it is very hard to see evil and to trust in me and to not think of yourself. Do this for all your needs. Do this, all of you, and you will see great, continual, silent miracles. I will take care of things. I promise this to you. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 8, close your eyes and let yourself be carried away on the flowing current of my grace. Close your eyes and do not think of the present, turning your thoughts away from the future, just as you would from temptation. Repose in me, believing in my goodness, and I promise you by my love that if you say, you take care of it, I will take care of it all. I will console you, liberate you, and guide you. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 9. Pray always in readiness to surrender, and you will receive from it great peace and great rewards. Even when I confer on you the grace of immolation, of repentance, and of love, then what does suffering matter? It seems impossible to you. Close your eyes and say with all your soul, Jesus, you take care of it. Do not be afraid. I will take care of things, and you will bless my name by humbling yourself. 1,000 prayers cannot equal one single act of surrender. Remember this well. There is no novena more effective than this. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And then finally, there's a petition to our Blessed Mother that reads, Mother, I am yours now and forever. Through you and with you, I always want to belong completely to Jesus. All this surrender comes full circle in our gospel today when we realize that Jesus said that the peace he gives to the world is different than the peace that comes from the world. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. And he reminds us that if we make space for him, if we surrender to him, that he sends up us an advocate, somebody to help us. And that's what we await for in Pentecost, the sending of the Holy Spirit into our hearts and into our lives to help us and to guide us. God bless you all.